Well, we're talking defense with the leader of the Philadelphia Eagles, linebacker D'Amico Ryans, joins us in studio here. D'Amico, how are you, sir?
Doing great, man.
Congrats on the baby. A new daddy here, D'Amico Ryans, a new daddy. And we were talking before we got on the air about the 9 hours sleeping rule. Very difficult to do when you've got a new baby. Good thing it happened in the off season.
Oh, yeah. Very difficult to get sleep right now. But it's definitely a huge blessing to, you know, have a son, new addition to the family. And it's just an amazing experience. And it's just words can't describe the experience.
Does it change your perspective on life, like, instantly?
Oh, yeah, instantly. You know, instantly, you know, when son come out, I was like, man, I really, you know, have someone who's leaning on me for all the love and support. So it really, you know, changed my mindset, and definitely have to have a lot of patience.
Have you been around kids a lot prior to having a son? Are you a tender, loving, nurturing kind of guy?
Well, yes, I have four nieces and two nephews. So okay. Seeing them grow up and being around them a lot really, you know, helped me, you know, to just jump right into that, you know, natural father role.
Very nice. Now let's talk a little bit about football. What have you been doing in the offseason? What's been your focus for you to become a better football player?
Just took some time off just to relax and rest, and then I just started working out. My buddy's just normal. You know, try to do a little something different with workouts. I went to my buddy's CrossFit gym.
Oh, yeah?
So what
do you do with that kind of workout?
It's just more, a lot of reps, different, you know, calisthenics type thing, you know, push-ups, jumping.
Like boot camp kind of stuff?
Kind of like boot camp type of stuff. You don't get any rest. It's just like a 25-minute, you know, workout with no rest, or it could go from 10-minute workout or 30 minutes.
Well, how's your body changed during the course of your career, D'Amico? And every different year is a different kind of training. I remember, you know, you talk to linemen, and linemen, they narrow down as they get older. How about for you?
Yeah, I've gotten a little bigger.
Have you gotten bigger?
Since I've gotten older, you know, the further I've gotten in my career, the more weight I've gained. And so now I guess the focal point at this point is just trying to get back down, you know, in weight-wise.
Do you ever talk to a guy like London Fletcher, who's been in the league for whatever it is, 18 years, still playing good football, still the Iron Man? I mean, how do you do it?
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing just to be able to play that long without having the injuries. You see a guy like London Fletcher, like the thing that sustained him is being able to stay healthy throughout the years that he's played. So I think that just comes with taking care of your body, eating right, you know, continuing to work hard. The older you get, continuing to work hard. A lot of guys try to slack off, but you really have to pick the work up.
Year two of this defense, D'Amico, let's talk about the jump that you hope to take. The points were good last year. The yards were not good last year, but the points were good. The takeaways, three games you win at the end of the season, late in the games. What do you expect? What do you want to happen for this defense?
Well, I expect us to take – we were okay defense last year. I expect us
to take
I expect us to take the jump to being a dominant defense.
Okay.
And that is watching the film, just little things, just alignment and assignment, communication, those little things, I feel like this second year being in the system, we can get a lot better at. We can get there a lot faster than we were last year.
So now with you, you've got all the jargon down. You've got all the terminology down. When you are in the meeting rooms, totally different feeling than it was last year, right?
Oh, yeah. Last year, head is spinning, trying to take as many notes as I can, writing everything. Now, I understand the defense. Now I can look at it not just from, okay, what do I have to do? Okay, well, what are the safeties doing on this? Or what are the D linemen doing? So now I can really get a holistic, you know, feel for the entire defense.
You know what everybody's been talking about this offseason. A couple of players who've been very popular and very productive, and it happens all over the league. Deshaun and Jason released. What has it been like in the locker room? Take us inside and tell the fans that everything's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, everything is going to be fine. You know, each year, like you say, you lose, you know, top guys in your locker room, and Deshaun was a big-time playmaker for us, and, you know, got to have somebody has to step up in his role and make those plays for us, and Jason Avant was just – you know, such a, you know, spiritual leader for our team, just a really, really stand-up guy, you know, in that locker room. And, you know, he's going to be missed in the locker room. But, again, somebody has to step up in that capacity also. So, you know, two good guys that we're going to miss, but we move on and we're still gonna make it happen.
Yeah, I've never known players to kind of sit in a locker room and look around and say, "Boy, he's gone," because you're always worried about your own job.
Yeah, you got to say,
there's nothing given around here.
Yeah, there's nothing given. Each year, you got to go out and work for it. So everybody is always, you're on the fence of, I got to work as hard as I can to preserve my job, and you're not so much worried about the guys next to you.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, thanks, man.
All right, appreciate
it. Congrats on the baby, D'Amico Ryans. We thank you for joining us in studio today on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.